State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity for Michigan Radio. I'm Kimberly Springer. We're continuing our series on the James and Grace Lee Boggs School. Reporter Zach Rosen takes us inside their classrooms to see how they're using media, technology, and art to help students understand and shape their worlds.
Today we're going to make some media. Using cameras, and we're going to be doing some drawing. Does that make sense?
It's the second week of January. Students just got back from winter break. With snow days, they haven't been in school for 3 whole weeks. So to get back into the swing of things, the third and fourth graders are revisiting their social contract with Nate Mullins.
What is the social contract?
Well, the contract lays out over a dozen characteristics these students hope to embody, both inside and outside of the classroom. Stuff like...
stand up for somebody.
Walk away.
Integrity.
Do the right thing.
Relax.
Say sorry.
Compromise.
Be happy.
Say please and thank you.
Take responsibility.
Empathize.
Mullins is a visiting digital media artist with Detroit Future Schools. He spends one morning a week with the third and fourth graders at the Boggs School.
So what I'm going to ask you guys to do is we're going to choose one aspect of the social contract. I'm going to ask you to write it down, and I want you to write down what it means to you, and then we're going to go from there. Does that make sense?
The students go back to their desks, take out a sheet of paper, and begin writing.
The most important word of the social contract is take responsibility and friendly competition.
After everyone's had a chance to read their sentences out loud, the crayons come out.
So what we're going to do right now is you're going to make a portrait. The portrait is going to be about the part of the social contract that you said was important.
20 minutes later, 8-year-old Jacob Wheeler has drawn a picture of two guys fighting.
This guy is, for some reason, punching this guy. So I'm in the middle like, whoa, whoa, people, back it up, back it up.
Can you guess what part of the social contract Jacob's drawing represents?
Stand up for somebody.
Stand up for somebody. After the students finish their drawings, the photo session begins.
All right.
One student stands against the classroom's green wall, acting out his or her most valued social contract characteristic. Meanwhile, a classmate snaps a picture of them.
Gotcha.
The reason that we use digital media is that we really believe that once you are a creator rather than a consumer of media, you're actually starting to imagine the world that you want to make happen and make possible.
Next week, Mullins will bring his laptop to class. He and the students will paste their photographs onto their drawings using Photoshop. The end result will be a mixed media portrait. It'll hang on the walls of the classroom alongside the social contract.
It's not just something that's put up there and we don't reflect on it.
That's third and fourth grade teacher Jasmine Noble. She likes to refer to the class's social contract as a living document.
You know, sometimes in some schools or classrooms, you know, you have that poster that's been up all year. You know, the poster you get from the teacher store, dream work makes a teamwork or, something. And it's a good phrase, but do the kids really know what that means?
Today's lesson is really just a primer for what's to come. As students grow older and wiser, they'll take these skills out into the world and apply them to the social issues of the day. For example, last year, Detroit Future Schools helped an 8th grade math class research the root causes of Detroit's crime and violence issues. The students called their project,
What's Math Got to Do With It?
It was a combination of algebra, statistics, sociology, animation, and filmmaking.
We calculated that in 2008, 22.7% of all new prison admissions in Michigan were Detroit residents.
Back at the Boggs School, the 3rd and 4th graders aren't quite working at this level of sophistication, but the building blocks are there. And soon enough, they too will be exploring the links between education and community and the ways in which they can transform their city. I'm Zach Rosen, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.